When things go bump in the night, we tell ourselves that it's the home settling, but often the things that are causing the noises are unsettling. Coming up are a few examples. The Lady Who Laughed, Merrylands, New South Wales, Australia, 1990s. Belinda and Rick were recently married after having been together for many years. They were both in their late 20s and were working hard to save up for their own home. Eventually, they bought a unit in Merrylands in the west of Sydney. Belinda soon fell pregnant with their first child, and the couple were excited about the future to come. This particular night was just like any other, and Belinda was asleep next to her husband. She started to stir, but wasn't sure why. She was having trouble getting back to sleep and thought that maybe the pregnancy had something to do with it. During this period of restlessness, she started to feel as if there was a presence in the room, and she looked to the foot of her bed. She couldn't believe her eyes as she saw the pale figure of an old lady, just standing there, watching them. Strangely, Belinda said that the old lady somehow reminded her of her own mother, but added that this ghost lady looked a lot older, and at any rate, her mother was still living. Belinda lay there and didn't know what to do. She just lay there looking at the lady. The old lady kept standing there, watching Belinda and Rick sleep. But when the old lady noticed that she had been seen by Belinda, a pleasant smile appeared across her face, and she almost appeared to chuckle, but there was no sound. Belinda was confused and must have frowned at her as the old ghost lady motioned towards the sleeping husband with her head. Belinda then looked over at her husband, who was sleeping next to her. He was sleeping in a funny position, with a pillow half over his head. It was as if the ghost lady was having a chuckle at how Rick was sleeping. Belinda looked back at the old lady who stood there smiling. Belinda, still understandably a little confused by all this, politely smiled back at the old lady. Then she turned around and went back to sleep. Let me ask you all, would you have just gone back to sleep?
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Soothing the Baby. Merrylands, New South Wales, Australia, 1990s. This story is a continuation of what happened to Belinda in the previous story. Belinda told me that, for the most part, the next few months of the pregnancy went well, and there were no other reoccurrences of the ghost lady appearing to her. However, things took a creepier turn after the baby was born. This took place in the same apartment a few months after the birth of their baby. One night Belinda was sleeping, and, like many new parents, she was woken up by her baby's crying in the next room. It was early morning, and she did not really want to get out of bed as she was nice and warm, and she was so tired. She waited it out for a minute or so, hoping baby would settle, but he didn't. Just as she was about to get up out of bed, she could hear something from the next room. What she could hear was somebody in the baby's room trying to soothe the baby, saying, "Shh, shh." Happy thinking that her husband must have gotten up and was looking after the baby, she turned around and settled back into sleep again. It took a few seconds for her to realize that the baby continued crying, and, to her shock, her husband was fast asleep right next to her. The voice in the next room continued, "Shh, shh," as if comforting the child. In a panic, she tried to wake her husband, who was too deep in sleep at the time. Her protective motherly instincts kicked in and she jumped out of bed. She quietly, but quickly, made her way down the corridor to the next room. And all the while, her baby was crying loudly, accompanied by that voice. "Shh, shh, shh." She could hear the voice continuing to hush the baby until she peeked around the corner looking for an intruder, and then the voice suddenly stopped. In a flash, Belinda burst into the room and switched on the light. No one was in there but her and her baby. Kitchen staff. Sydney, New South Wales, circa 1999. This is the story of a very old and reputedly haunted pub in Sydney's central business district. Kate was a manager here and had been working there for a few years now. She had seen several staff come and go. She told me the story of a female member of staff who used to work in the kitchen of the hotel. This staff member was dating one of the bouncers that worked there at this same hotel, and they seemed to be a happy couple. Kate admitted that she didn't know the intricate details of exactly what went on in the relationship or in the young lady's life, but everything apparently seemed fine. She was a bubbly young lady, and there were no outward signs that anything might be wrong. One day, the female kitchen staff member did not show up for work, and Kate made some inquiries. She later received a call that the female staff member had regrettably taken her own life. It's worth noting that this did not occur at work, and that when all the staff heard, they were in deep shock. No one was more shocked than her boyfriend, however. He took some time off work, but realized that he needed to try to return to normality, and eventually returned to work. Kate noticed that when the boyfriend returned to work, he was a bit quieter than usual, but he seemed okay. He worked there for a few weeks, and there was no issues. But one day when Kate was on duty, she was in the dining area and noticed the boyfriend was conducting his regular patrols in the venue. She noticed that he walked into the kitchen area and then very quickly came back out and went downstairs. His behavior was suddenly odd and he looked pale. As he stood at the front of the venue, he wouldn't speak to any of his co-workers. Later, when Kate asked what was wrong, he said that he was never going into the kitchen again because his deceased girlfriend was in there. A few days later, he quit his job. To this day, Kate said that she and several of the staff members have heard strange noises from the kitchen. Noises like someone moving pots and pans around, opening fridge doors, and generally things moving, and the sound of walking, all when no one is in there. If you or anyone you know is at risk of self-harm, please speak to someone. Every life matters. Thanks for joining me, and don't forget to listen in next time for more chilling true tales. If you'd like to subscribe, that would be fantastic, and you won't miss another episode. If you'd like to submit your own chilling true tale, so that your story might be featured in one of these episodes, contact me on seekersosparanormal@gmail.com. Email details are in the description. Thanks again for joining me. Until next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.